the president of the Ontario Medical Association, OMA, made a stop in Barrie on Friday to speak with medical professionals and the city's mayor to raise awareness around healthcare issues ahead of the February 27th provincial election. Speaking to doctors and nurses at the Barrie Community Health Centre on Bayview Drive in the city's South End, Dr. Dominic Novak listened to concerns from staff. "We're going around the province, basically moving healthcare up as an election priority, and we're meeting with doctors, with healthcare leaders, with concerned citizens who want to get our healthcare system back on track," he said in an interview with Barrie Today, an affiliate of Bradford Today and Innisfil Today. Novak believes the major parties are now talking about health as the number one issue for Ontario voters. "When people go to the ballot box next week, we need to make up our minds of who's the right choice to lead us to a better healthcare system, for today, for next year and for the next years as well," he said. "When I go into rooms of doctors, healthcare leaders, and I ask them to share one word about the state of the healthcare system, the word that comes up most often by far is crisis," Novak added. "The other words that come up," he said, "are the human beings behind the care. They're holding things together. They love doing the work," Novak said. "They're stretched, but they're holding together the healthcare system, and a big part of that crisis is the nearly 1 in 4 people across the province that don't have access to a family doctor." He said it means people are using emergency rooms as their front door to the healthcare system. "They're using hospital resources that we don't have," said Novak. "They're missing cancer screening and preventive care and actually costing the healthcare system more money." Part of Novak's tour throughout Ontario has him speaking with some provincial election candidates in the area, as well as Barrie Mayor Alex Nuttall later in the day. The Liberal candidate for the Barrie-Springwater-Oro-Medonte riding is Rose Zacharias, a doctor and former OMA president herself. Novak was asked if his visit to Barrie was linked to Zacharias and her election bid. "We support physician leaders across different parts of the healthcare system, and it's amazing to see strong physician leaders like Dr. Rose Zacharias, past OMA president, step into or look for opportunities to contribute to their healthcare systems in elected roles," he said. "The politicians I'm meeting can't avoid the pain that people are feeling in the healthcare system, the nearly 1 in 4 without a family doctor, the emergency department closures with over 200 last year, and the wait lists that are ballooning," Novak added. Novak says it's becoming more and more of a crisis in Ontario. "We called it a catastrophe in many communities, and that's coming up when politicians are knocking on doors," he said. "That's why we're seeing healthcare as the number one election issue for voters right now, and we've seen commitments from the major parties around getting everyone a family doctor as a big example for how this election could be historic." Christine Colsey, CEO of the Barrie Community Health Centre, used Novak's visit as an opportunity to cheerlead for the growing demand for their model of healthcare, which is a team approach under one roof, rather than the traditional family doctor medical practice. "A community health center, CHC, is an incorporated, nonprofit agency, governed by a volunteer board of directors. CHCs provide primary care services with an emphasis on health promotion and disease prevention." Colsey said she was delighted that the OMA president would come to a CHC. Dr. Novak recognized the important CHCs as one of the models of primary health care in the province and, in many ways, a preferred model for a lot of providers, including physicians to work in, so it was just really amazing to see that kind of support from the OMA, and they see this as being a vision for primary care delivery in the province, she told Barrie Today. "The CHC model is funded by the Ministry of Health, and provides primary health and health promotion programs for individuals, families and communities. The Barrie CHC employs 5 physicians and 6 nurse practitioners.